Cool, okay. What are the best and worst things about being a solo artist rather than being part of a group?
Don't really know, really. I think the best thing about it is that I don't feel as if I'm meeting anybody yet. The kind of worst part of it is obviously just, you know, missing Nick and Sean. It's as simple as that. I can't say anything more.
That's really apparent, actually, from the live. I mean, I've seen three of us on this tour, and that's really apparent, you know, from the performance, that it does look like you're kind of itching to get back.
No, because I miss them not so much, kind of like, because no matter what position you're in, I've really enjoyed playing shows, and I really enjoyed playing music and stuff, and I felt lost in it, but it's just kind of like, it's the strange thing, you know, being in the band, the way you interact with each other really affects the way you make music with each other, and the natural connection you have with each other, the tension you have with each other, if you really kind of like have a deep bond. You can be tense with each other and you can resolve it because you really care about each other. But the way you are outside of the band really affects the way you make music once you get the studio together. And I tend to miss Nick and Sean, obviously on stage, but I feel much more deeply, you know, before a show, after a show. I miss that indelible kind of psychic connection I have.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Have they been to see you any of the shows?
No. I'm Nick and Sean barely ever go to gigs, you know.
Yeah, I can't see them.
No.
Cardiff King Circuit. But yeah. Okay, well, that's basically all the questions that I've got. So I just want to thank you very much for your time.
Cool, gotcha.
Time to Bloom, and congratulate on the wicked album. And looking forward to Manic's new album and tour next year. That's
cool.
Great.